USA Radio News.
Investigators continue to search for missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Kevin Winkler, director of investigative operations for the Iowa Department of Public Safety, said tips are still continuing to come in.
Investigators from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office, the DCI, and the FBI continue to complete leads that have come in, as well as evaluate and prioritize new leads being received every day.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge. She talks about why that number of 156,000 is where it's at.
The job openings are there, and they're not finding the talent to meet the demand there. And I think that that is a big reason why we're not seeing a bigger number, because based on the demand, you would expect to see a number north of 200,000.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Joe Pappas, the man charged with murdering George H.W. Bush's former cardiologist, committed suicide today after being confronted by two members of the Houston Police Department. One of Pappas's former friends said he had a list and had planned more killings of people that bullied him back when he was in high school. Pappas also transferred his house deed the day before the killing as well. A well-known House Republican hopes to succeed a well-known Senate Republican. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Hoping to win the seat this November that's been held by Senator Bob Corker, who's retiring at the end of the year, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn easily secured the Republican Senate nomination in a Thursday primary. She'll now go up against Democratic nominee and former Governor Phil Bredesen. If Blackburn wins, she'll be the first woman to represent the volunteer state in the U.S. Senate. Republican Corker announcing he's not seeking re-election, and since then, he's been a frequent critic of President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The TSA may stop passenger screening at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports with airplanes that seat fewer than 60 passengers. The proposal would allow the passengers to go through that smaller airport unscreened, but then once they arrive at a larger airport, they would have to be screened. President of Security Studies Group Jim Henson says this doesn't seem like a good idea to him.
As Secretary Kelly said, the terrorists have always focused on aircraft. I mean, if you can knock an airplane out of the sky or, as on 9/11, use them as weapons, you create a very normal fear for people. I mean, there's something completely not quite right about putting a couple hundred humans in an aluminum tube and hurtling them through the sky. We all have a rational fear of that. I mean, I can say that even though I've jumped out of them right at almost that same altitude. But the terrorists know that that puts fear in us, and disrupting that and our air travel system causes us massive disruption to the people and also to the businesses.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes in Lynchburg, Virginia, amid concerns that an aging dam might break. Tim Mitchell is the director of water resources for Lynchburg. He has an update on the situation.
We are pretty confident at this point that the dam is stable and safe. We are working on plans to do repairs to the dam and get people back to their homes as quickly as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.